It's time once again for our regular Connect Voices slot here on RNIB Connect Radio, and I'm joined by Charlotte Jones, RNIB National Involvement Coordinator. Hello Charlotte, how are you?
I'm good, thank you Toby, how are you?
Not so bad, thank you very much. This week we have opportunities for blind and partially sighted people to take part in research into artificial eyes and help with developing a dementia-friendly and sight loss aware ambulance. Charlotte, we're going to start with that research into artificial eyes.
Yes, so this is an ethically approved research study which will compare digitally printed artificial eyes with hand-painted artificial eyes. And we've been contacted by the Leeds Teaching Hospitals NHS Trust, who are collaborating on this research with both the University of York and the University of Leeds. They are looking for blind and partially sighted people who currently use an artificial eye to take part.
So what will people who are taking part in the research be asked to do and get involved in?
Yes, so during the study, you will be taking part in some informal interviews and questionnaires where you'll be able to share your experiences of testing both types of artificial eyes, so the digitally printed eye and the hand-painted eye. And to take part, you must be 18 or over, and you must have worn an artificial eye for at least 12 months or require a replacement artificial eye. You will also be required to undergo 5 separate visits to the clinic at Leeds Teaching Hospitals, so you must live within reasonable travelling distance to take part. And upon completing the study, you will get to keep your own copy of a hand-painted and a digitally printed artificial eye, and your travel costs will also be reimbursed. For more information and to check if you are eligible to take part in this research, then please do contact the study coordinator, Dr. Amy Woodward, on 01904 326 855. That's 01904 326 855.
And finally, Charlotte, we have that request for help with developing a dementia-friendly and sight loss aware ambulance.
Yes, this is an interesting one indeed. So we've been contacted by the Welsh Ambulance Service NHS Trust, and they are undertaking an exciting new project to develop dementia-friendly and sensory-aware ambulance environments. So emergency situations are difficult for everyone, but for people living with dementia and or sight loss and their loved ones, entering and travelling in an unfamiliar ambulance environment full of bright lights, loud noises that can add an additional difficulty and can create anxiety and even distress. So the Welsh Ambulance Service really want to hear from people with lived experience of sight loss and dementia and their loved ones who devote time as their unpaid carers. They are particularly keen to speak to people with a different range of sight loss conditions who are aged 55 or over.
Charlotte, if people would like to get involved, what will they be asked to do? And I think they're also open to people from across the UK as well.
Yes, they are. So even though this is an opportunity to improve ambulance services in Wales, yes, blind and partially sighted people from all over the UK can get involved. You and your loved ones will share your thoughts on how we can improve the Welsh Ambulance Service to make it more dementia friendly and sight loss aware. And this will be done through taking part in online virtual engagement sessions with the team, which will be held over the next couple of months. These consultation sessions will be easy to access, they will be interactive, and they will give you the opportunity to make a real difference for people with sight loss and dementia by providing much needed evidence for change. These consultations aim to capture a range of lived experience and views about improvements that could be made to the ambulance fleet and also improvements for ambulance staff practice. In turn, you will be helping to improve the Welsh Ambulance Service for other blind and partially sighted users and users affected by dementia. So if you are interested in taking part in this worthwhile research project, then please do contact the programme manager for the Dementia Welsh Ambulance Service NHS Trust, Alison Johnson, by phone on 01792 776252, extension 45437. So that's Alison on 01792 776252. 92776252 and the extension 45437, or you can email Alison on alison.johnston@rails.nhs.uk. Alison is spelt Alison and Johnston, Johnston.
Charlotte, if people would like to find out more about the items we have just chatted about and other great Connect Voices opportunities, where can they go to find out more and get involved?
Yes, of course, I appreciate it. There's a lot of information that you might have just heard about there, and you really want to get involved with these opportunities. We do share them on our Connect Voices webpage, which you can simply find by searching www.rnib.org.uk/opportunities. Both of these opportunities, alongside with a couple of equally as important opportunities, will be on that page. And we also have a Connect Voices Facebook group that you can join, where new opportunities are shared every day. Simply head to Facebook and search for RNIB Connect Voices and click join.
Well, thank you very much indeed, Charlotte Jones, RNIB National Involvement Coordinator, for chatting with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you, Toby.